Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention as they work on your return in real time. Experts can file as soon as today. Now, taxes is matching with a TurboTax expert who gives your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. They can file your taxes as soon as today, and while they do, you get real-time updates on their progress so you can go about your day. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on the Roku Sports Channel from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready. Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Here is Ovechkin. Shoots. He scores! Number 895!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Like I always say, all the time, it's a team sport. Fellas, thank you very much. I love you so much.
The Rich Eisen Show. Today's guests. Oregon quarterback Dylan Gabriel. Syracuse quarterback Kyle McCord. Former NFL general manager Mike Mayock. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right, everybody. Hey, back here in the show chair, I want to thank Bobby Bones and Andrew Siciliano for expertly steering this ship while I was gone so I could hang out with the kids and Suze on a spring break last week. I'm back tanned and rested. Very happy to be here in this show chair at 844-204-RICH. Number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Good to see everybody here in the studio on the Roku Sports Channel, the Infinity Sports Network, Sirius XM Odyssey, our podcast, the Overreaction Monday Pod. First things first up, we did it today. Let's so we're back on the Overreaction Monday podcast circuit as well. That should be up and in your ear gate or on our YouTube channel, closing in on 918,000 subscribers there. And we appreciate everybody who takes us in every different way that you can take us in. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman.
Hey, Rich.
How are you?
What's up, man? I'm great.
You ready for Kyle McCord to be on this program?
Oh, man. I just want to thank him. Like, this was the most fun Syracuse football season maybe since I was in school. And so, yeah, it was awesome.
That's great.
Excited for him.
And as a Michigan Wolverine, I want to thank him, too. So there's that part of the conversation that might get a little awkward.
Sure.
Although I think he and I share a dislike for Columbus, Ohio right now. So
probably.
I wonder if he's come around. Has he come full circle on that?
It's possible.
I know. Question is who's he been talking to? Who's he been
Jordan Palmer was here. He thinks.
Loves him.
Yeah, loves him. Could be a sneaky pick in this draft.
Dylan Gabriel will also be zooming into this show. Mike Mayock, because we got football on the brain. We are 17 Philip Rivers days away from the
17 Josh Allen days.
Okay, very good. Wow. He is the reigning most valuable player.
Harold Carmichael days.
Football league, very good. Oh. That's the dulcet tones of T.J. Jefferson. I'll say hello to you. What's up, T.J.? How are you? Candles lit.
Good to see you, man. How are you?
T.J. Mikey D. is here. We're back. We're back full strength.
Never left.
And, you know, spoiler alert, the smoothie's ready for you guys in the back.
Did you wash it out first, please?
That's up to you.
I'm not happy, guys.
I'm not happy. I'm just going to absentmindedly leave it there for you.
My goodness.
All right. We're not going to spoil anything, but no, I'm not happy.
We're not.
Wow.
My girl.
Good to see you. Speaking of Duke people feeling suicidal.
Oh goodness.
Hello. It's me.
Was that another spoiler alert?
That was Adele.
Okay.
Hello.
That meme was going around. Tim Ratliff holding a gun to his head from the White Lotus.
I don't understand how that happened.
Saturday night.
Which part?
How do you lose that game?
It is just a part and parcel. The Houston Cougars are the now personification of never give up. You never say die. Never, ever think that you're out of a game. Certainly when you're going on a 9-0 run in the final 35 seconds of a game. That Duke led, by the way, by 14 with 8:03 to go.
Facts.
And the only problem for them is they went from the second to last television timeout to the last television timeout, stuck on 59 points. They hit that TV timeout just north of the 8-minute mark, or just out south of the 8-minute mark, up 14 with 59 points, and then came out of the last television timeout with the same number of points. They were up by 9 with 3:03 to go when Cooper Flagg hit a 3 to put them up 64-55. Turned out to be the final field goal for Cooper Flagg on the night. He did have a couple of free throws. And one thing after another, a fever dream type sequence for Duke sports fans. Staring a spot in the national championship game on this evening in San Antonio against a Florida Gators team that just out-muscled Auburn in a dynamite Final Four game prior to the game that we're talking about, Houston and Duke. And I just want to, you know, shout out this kid, Walter Clayton Jr. We're going to be talking about this kid and what he's going to be doing tonight against Houston in a few minutes here. But Duke having it all staring him right in the face and just ready to finish this thing off with arguably their best team ever. That's part of the conversation going into this game. Certainly going into the final 8 minutes of this game. Is this the best Duke team ever? Cooper Flagg, Jay Billis, who's going to join us first up tomorrow on Tuesday's show to talk about what happens tonight, what shining moment may happen tonight. He called Cooper Flagg the best freshman the Duke basketball program's ever put on the floor. And you could make the case most likable Duke team ever. That's been what's been talked about. Most likable team that Duke's ever put there on the floor. And it just all went crumbling down because they couldn't get an inbounds pass in, because they couldn't make shots, because Houston made their shots, because Houston played tough defense, full court, half court.
Because Cooper Flagg got called for a foul on a free throw that was.
Let's hit that. It was, in my estimation, what Bill Raftery and Grant Hill were saying at the time, a play on. A play on.
What are we doing?
That's a play on. But had they played on, the ball was in the hands of Houston. Like the ball, when Flagg was called for over the top, the ball went past Flagg and into the hands of a Houston Cougar.
He's being hooked, though, on that play.
Flagg was, right?
Yeah, Flagg was.
So that's why it's a play on.
Yeah.
But
and the guy who called it was behind the play.
Behind him.
He couldn't even see.
That's correct. I didn't like the call either.
Stupid.
I wish there was no call.
Yeah.
Had there been no call, Houston would have had the ball.
Right.
That's correct. They would have had to go down and execute, which it did appear they would have done because that's the way everything was going with the momentum. But you can't sit here and say that for sure. The only thing I can say for sure is when you go from the 8-minute mark to the 4-minute mark, on 59, you open the door for this sort of stuff to bite you in the ass.
True that.
When you don't inbounds and you turn the ball over.
Can't even get the ball inbounds.
When you leave the same inbounder who's having trouble getting the ball in
right.
and you continue to have it inbounding. Like,
when the guy bringing up the ball up the floor is a 50% free throw shooter.
Like, jeez.
You know, I mean,
they didn't deserve it.
It was one thing after another. Well, and Houston earned it.
Houston earned it, and
that's the problem with that Cooper Flagg call here. Right? That's the problem with this Cooper Flagg call. There's a lot of people are saying that Duke got robbed. Well, they robbed themselves. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And Houston earned it by playing tough defense, making great shots. And then another tough defense in the half court. I mean, Cooper Flagg had his Leitner moment teed up on the final possession of the game for Duke. Other than where they could have gone ahead.
Yeah.
The last possession of the game for Duke was a prayer three that flew over the backboard. But, you know, seriously.
Yep.
Duke blew it. Houston earned it. And
bottom line.
And Flagg had his Leitner moment from almost the same spot on the floor in which he made his shot against Kentucky. And that was the most jarring thing. Maybe he was still, you know, couldn't believe he got called for that foul on the over the back. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, Duke missed their 1-on-1.
Yep.
Houston made both of their one shots on a 1-on-1.
There you go.
But to come up short is got to 1,000,000% leave a bad taste in Flagg's mouth, and sure enough, it did.
Yeah, I mean, it was an incredible season. Incredible people, incredible relationships that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. Didn't end the way we wanted it to, but still an incredible year.
And he's gonna be first overall, you know.
Oh yeah,
he's gonna come back and right the wrong, Brockman. Yeah, him and the Boozer twins.
Makes me need to get used to him in a Wizards jersey,
or
a Sixers jersey,
or he could start looking at real estate in Utah.
Yeah,
or that lottery ball can make its way to Philly.
Wow,
God, if you're listening, help.
It's going to go to the Spurs. It's going to be him and Wemby for the next 15 years.
That's for another day. Isn't he already, there's video of him already hitting balls at a...
Yeah, he was at the driving range yesterday. That's how he let off steam.
Like I said, Chris, 2 seconds after you announced Wemby was gone for the season, I was like, well, wait a minute.
Hold on a second.
But two very worthy one seeds are playing for the national championship in the men tonight in San Antonio. The Final Four weekend for the men was exactly what the men's tournament side needed. Certainly over the past few years. And the one seeds gave us two great games. But, you know, I feel for you Duke fans. That's the professional way to say it. The Michigan Wolverine way to say it is, that's a shame.
See, you're wrong.
That's a shame. Cooper already knows that that's my favorite line.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. Good luck to Houston tonight. The Hakeem Olajuwon dream is still alive, as Iron Eagle called it.
Do you see what happened?
We'll see what happens. No, what happened?
At the end, I guess he was, Hakeem Olajuwon, folks, was trying to get on the court.
Oh, no, they wouldn't let him?
Security guard was, like, not letting the dream on the court.
And I was
like, what are we doing?
Do you remember that happened to Ewing in Madison Square Garden? He was coaching Georgetown, didn't have a laminate?
They didn't want
somebody stopped him? Well, and it's just like, okay.
I'm up there.
Yeah, that's number 33. That's my identification.
He lost his cool. Dream was a little bit more, you know, this dream. So he was a little bit more reserved. But he had a look on his face what's going on here?
As Nance walked straight past him.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
I'm sure Nance was like, guys, no, you got to let him in.
That's so, Jay Billis will be in our first spot on Tuesday's show to talk about what happens tonight. Congratulations to the UConn women's. Mm-hmm. Basketball team, Paige Beckers, leading a very talented UConn team for Gino Auriemma to win it all and cut down the nets in Tampa, Florida, eviscerating South Carolina for the second time this year. It wasn't even close after they tore UCLA limb from limb over the weekend. We will discuss this further in depth later on this program. Same thing with Alex Ovechkin lighting the lamp for an 895th time. That's an absurd number. Taking out Wayne Gretzky in front of Wayno, and also the commissioner of the National Hockey League and the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. And if I'm not mistaken, one of the stars of the Flamingo Kid. That's a weird quartet, one would say, altogether.
American Anthem, too, let's not forget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell Tuvo those.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you guys?
It's a gymnast
Take it
smoothie,
easy, bro.
Again, there's a smoothie in the back.
That's a shame.
There, thank you.
I forgot we had Jerry.
We definitely have the actual man saying it. I think it's one of his favorite lines in the history of Seinfeld.
There's a smoothie in the back.
Yes. Spoiler alert.
Everyone wash their blenders this
right.
week.
Please. Yeah, my God.
Please.
Due diligence.
Jeez.
So, Dylan Gabriel and also Kyle McCord, two of the quarterbacks available in this year's draft. Mike Mayock in hour number three to break down Shedeur Sanders's, don't call it a pro day, call it a showcase.
Yes, showcase.
I love it.
There's going to be a showdown, I guess, between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders still. Maybe not. Maybe so. We don't know. We'll find out in 17 days. But Mike Mayock will talk about the top 10 in this draft as we are nearing our show days, all 3 days of the draft week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin for it. So that's what's up. The Lakers dismantle the Oklahoma City Thunder. There's a bunch of stuff that I missed from last week. We'll discuss all of that. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. When we come back, I cannot believe I'm back after a week's worth of vacationing. And Aaron Rodgers is still technically on the street. Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by using their phones while driving. They think they're hiding it, but we've all seen them and know exactly who they are. For instance, there's the sneak-a-peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts. There's also the got-a-ticketer looking upset because they just got a ticket for using their phone while driving. And what about the fast scroller who can't drive 5 minutes without updating their social feeds? Or the nightlighter who has that mysterious glow illuminating the inside of their car after dark? Do any of these sound familiar? If they remind you of yourself or someone you know, rethink your behavior before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the veering off the roader, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006, because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Let's talk about pesty people. It's a do-it-yourself pest control. You can protect your home easily and at a quarter of the cost. Nobody likes being bugged, especially by, well, bugs. Nobody wants bugs in their home. My daughter sees a bug anytime. She doesn't sleep at night. We don't want that. When they show up at your home, you want them gone fast. Other pest control companies charge over $800 a year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Everything you need is provided in one simple kit. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/Eisen for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/EISEN for an extra 10% off. Again, for 10% off your order, go to pesty.com/Eisen. All right, back here on the program. A radio audience will rejoin us in just a couple minutes' time. We're live here on the Roku Sports Channel. Love being on here after Good Morning Football overtime every single day. Back here, I am recharged, in case you're asking.
It was going to be a question, for sure.
Okay.
Chris wasn't going to ask it, though.
No. I saw a hat. There was a hat situation.
Hey, back with the hat.
I didn't post. I hardly posted a thing. Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I know. Yeah.
No food, no nothing.
We have a source on the inside.
Oh. Yeah. No, I know Susie was taking pictures and sending them back.
No, not a whole lot.
No, just, you know.
No, I had my rake of shack.
I brought my rake of shack.
Well, in your defense, you have to, you go on vacation, the rake of shack is necessary.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like Rich was on a trip.
A trip and not a vacation? Wait, isn't there a difference?
There's a big difference.
When you go on vacation with three kids, two of them get stomach problems, and one of them steps on a conch shell.
What?
It becomes a trip.
Trip, okay. It was not a vacation.
That's a trip.
No, but we had a great time. It was great. It really was.
Trip.
Which child
I'm not going to. Come on.
Yeah, never mind.
No, but it was there were some dicey moments, but it was still beautiful fun and
look. You made it back. You made it back.
We did.
You didn't have a smoothie moment.
We did. I did. We did spend an entire day on the water. Mm-hmm. This is in the Bahamas where we went.
Oh, that's where you were. Yes. I had no idea where you were.
You know, when you're in the water, your hand shrinks.
Yeah.
So you see what's missing here?
No.
Uh-oh.
You lost your ring.
But I did notice that this morning, I thought maybe, you know, you just took it off or something.
Yeah, no, no.
To put it back on.
You lost it.
Oh.
Throwing an anchor in the water.
Oh.
Out it went.
Oh, Rich.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. That sucks.
I was flipping out. But Susie was great about it. As a matter of fact, at one point during the trip, she was more upset about me misplacing her favorite sunglasses. Than losing the ring.
By the way, men
lose rings
all the time.
In real time.
That's a big thing for men. My brother lost his once.
Of course.
Yeah, you guys lose them.
I lost the first one.
I don't have to worry about that.
Lake Como.
I'm good.
So wait, that's the second one?
That's the second ring.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so
back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network.
I mean, now, are you trying to tell her something?
I hope not. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, I do not believe, sells wedding rings. I did lose mine in the water.
Dude, that's terrible, man. Sorry. But like you said, it's the second one.
So there's a plane that went down decades ago.
Okay.
I guess it was some sort of... mule plane that went down in this part of the Bahamas.
Like carrying the actual animals or
apparently there might have been some cargo
the
plane ditched and the people ditched.
Sure.
There were no cocaine fish, that's what I was saying.
But there was, that's
where you go and you can go snorkeling around that. Mm-hmm. It's right near the Thunderball Grotto, which is the grotto, the spot where they shot a scene in Thunderball. Anyway, if anybody finds a wedding ring there, it's mine.
But Rich, you said it was your second.
If anyone,
Susie and I back in the day.
Did you really have that much of attachment to it since it was the second one?
Of course I did.
Yeah, I mean,
you'll get another one.
Listen, let me explain something to you. You bang it against things. It's crazy that it's not on my hand. So,
sorry, man. That's
sorry. I know, but if anybody finds it, it's mine. Please. And like I said, at one point, Susie was more upset because I grabbed her sunglasses for a brief moment and then left it, you know, on a dining room table, and then had to go back, and it was already gone. I had to go look for it. She was more upset about that at one point than the ring being gone.
Well, the ring was yours.
She was trying to be cool about it because she knew how upset I was. So, at any rate,
that is a bummer.
And one other headline from the trip that I think you would like is on the flight back.
You didn't get one A?
Cooper asked if one of the movies that was available on the plane he should watch. I said yes. And he loved it.
Uh-oh. What was it?
Come on.
Fugitive.
No.
Oh.
You're in the right church, wrong pew.
Goodfellas? No, plane. I'm sorry. What was I thinking?
Which one do we talk about here all the time?
Oh, Midnight Run.
No. He's 14.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, I was going to say okay. Shawshank.
Loved it.
Of course.
My only thing is it just gutted me. I'm like, I should have told him, you can't watch it on a plane. I need to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Plus, he's on the big screen would have been.
That's true.
But you can rewatch it with him at home. That'll be awesome.
It's a rewatchable.
That's pretty great.
All right. So,
attaboy.
He's now, yeah. By the way.
Attaboy.
He almost Wally Pipped you while you were gone.
Yeah, he sat
in that chair.
I mean, I heard. I mean,
careful.
I wrote the segment that he did.
I mean,
the two segments.
So you know,
the two segments.
So you're basically saying you're going to have a job regardless.
You know what I mean? Writers are needed.
Exactly. That's
it's
true.
It's a phrase, Chris. I wasn't sitting here saying, you know what? Let's have him drop out of middle school to take the job.
You weren't, but a lot of people on YouTube were.
I'm sure. What does it matter with
people? I'm sure he was quite popular.
He was.
I bet.
Yeah. There was no negativity towards.
And by the way.
Did he say hi to everyone at least?
Yes. And it drove Rich crazy, bro.
This is the best moment. You do need to watch this.
Yeah, you do, okay? Chris, for sure.
Because I told him when for the one more, He needs to.
No, act surprised.
Did you see this?
No.
I told him, here's what we're going to do. We've got to, we're going to play this drop. He had just seen Ocean's 11 for the first time.
Right. Okay,
so
good.
He understood it.
Okay.
I'm like, so we're going to play this one more drop, and then you have to do what Chris is, which is act completely surprised, like you didn't see one coming, even though you know it's coming. Right.
I think we need one more.
Right, that whole thing.
Wow.
All right. So he did that, and he didn't do it physically. He goes, I am so surprised. I know there was one more.
He pushed back in his chair. He's like, oh, I'm surprised. Are you guys surprised?
It was great.
It was great.
That's my guy.
I did not know there was one more.
That's my guy.
But yeah, Chris, him saying hi to everybody, like Rich,
hi.
Of course, was like,
it was as close as my son's ever come to, why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you want to see? It was great, man.
Amazing. So, that's awesome.
And then later on, I do believe you have a new segment of things that I missed while I was away.
We're going to get to it.
That you guys discussed.
Absolutely.
Of news headlines that still reverberate. One that we'll just separate right now. I am just letting everyone know this. I am out of the what is Aaron Rodgers thinking game. You know, I've been out for a while. And I will reiterate, just so everyone understands where I'm coming from on this, all right, is many of our colleagues in our business view Rodgers' viewpoints in the world that he talks about outside of football as a distraction for his teammates and causing him to be an irritant or a detriment in his own locker room. And everything I've been told is the exact opposite. Many Jets needed to be consoled by the new coaching staff and sold by the new coaching staff on moving on from Rodgers. So, and, you know, had he gone to Minnesota, I know he would have stunted J.J. McCarthy's growth, but if they had decided to go with him, there are worse quarterback rooms for you to be sitting in. Just ask Jordan Love, okay? Unless he's being magnanimous and not wanting any part of carping on Rodgers. But the bottom line is, you know, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know why he's taking his time. I don't know if he's wondering if the Steelers are the right move. I don't know if he's wondering if he waits long enough, another situation that might be better than Pittsburgh's is going to crop up. I don't know if it's just he has a timeline. He doesn't want to do it. I don't know. Does he not want to be there for the offseason workout because he doesn't need it? So if he signs and suddenly he's committed, I don't know. Because if he or he's thinking about not playing anymore, or is it because, again, blame Myles Garrett. I'm a cynic. I'm now officially cynical. My sunny disposition has been stunted in this respect. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is it money? Because, you know, if they think they can pay him what they paid Justin Fields in New York, or, I mean, if Geno Smith just got $40 million, and I don't mean to say that because it's like I'm denigrating Geno Smith. I'm just saying, if Geno Smith is getting $40 million a year, why wouldn't Rodgers say that to the Pittsburgh Steelers and say, if you don't pay me that, I'm happy to sit in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to sit wherever I am. I'm happy to figure this thing out. I'm happy to deal with that. And you can go and draft Jackson Dart if you're lucky enough to get him. You might do it anyway, even if I do come. And good luck with Mason Rudolph. Well, why wouldn't he say that? I remember before I left, you might not have been here on this day. Was it the day that you were gone where I said 35, 40 million for him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I saw the pushback. I could be wrong. This could be a money thing. I do not know. But the Steelers need him. And if he wants to keep playing, it sure looks like he needs the Steelers. So I don't know what's going on. It's like he dipped his toe in by going there and hanging out for a while. And then he dipped his toe in by what he needed to get a personally eyeball DK Metcalf to sell him on the idea? I mean, come on, he knows who he is. He knows DK Metcalf is. I think he knows what he could do with somebody of DK Metcalf's caliber. I mean, we're 17 days from the draft. The Steelers sit 21st overall. They're not going to get Cam Ward. They're not going to get Shedeur Sanders. Could they be so lucky, like the Packers were back in 2004, to sit there in the 20s and have somebody drop to them? Mm-hmm. Like Shedeur? Would Shedeur even drop that far? Doubt it. So, what are we waiting on?
But he could.
I guess.
I think that's the thing for me. It's just like, what is the holdup? Which makes me think that he doesn't really want to go to the Steelers.
I mean, that's one way to look at it. I have no idea. That's why I'm saying I'm out of that game. All I know for sure is if he wants to play on April 7th. This is the only option he's got if he wants to win a Super Bowl this year and play with a bunch of vets who are closer to him in age than most of the Jets he played with, for a head coach that's going nowhere, for an organization that is not going to poop can everybody if this doesn't work out, like what happened with the Jets. And then on top of it, guys, let me ask you what a party would look like. Dublin, Ireland. Aaron Rodgers.
Against the
Green Bay Packers in Ireland. Okay?
Yep.
Man.
What week are the Steelers showing up in Soldier Field? Do you have that board, Hoskins? You made it up a couple weeks ago. Of the opponents? Yeah, the Steelers' opponents. Because the Steelers play the NFC North and the AFC East. Man's 41. Window's closing. He could go on a tour of the NFC North. He can go on a tour of the AFC East. He would visit Detroit. He would visit Chicago. He would visit Baltimore. And all those teams in the AFC North, he would visit the Jets, he would visit the Patriots, and he would come out here to Los Angeles to take on Harbaugh's Chargers. Come on. I mean, the schedule's perfect for him. The opportunity's perfect for him. The platform's perfect for him. I don't know what the holdup is. And yes, we're going to turn the page to talk about something else. And he could sign, and it'll be all done. And hunky-dory,
yep.
Right? And suddenly he's hanging out with Paul Skeens, having a Primanti sandwich, you know, and
that sounds pretty cool,
you know what I mean?
Actually. What is on Rogers's Primanti sandwich?
I don't know. It's got to be, one would think, something with a green shallot. Do they have those there at Primanti Brothers?
I'm pretty sure. I've been to Primanti's a lot. I ain't never seen no shallot.
Shallot. It's dark.
some greens, one would think.
Man's
41. You know,
hallucinogenic mushrooms.
I don't know if Rogers is, wherever he is right now, is ordering something that, to say, just put the fries on top of the sandwich.
Put the fries in the slaw.
Just put the fries and then put the bread on top of the fries.
And then
So... there's that.
All right. Does this get done before the draft? Is he on a team before we on the air in Green Bay?
I would dare to say it has to be. It has to be. Because the Steelers are definitely drafting a quarterback. And right now, I mean, if Rodgers shows up and they're 21st overall, they can do whatever they want. If Jackson Dart is sitting there, they could go and grab him and just say, hey, Jackson, guess what? Learn from Rodgers, and we'll see you in 2027. You know, show up at the parade.
Show up at the parade.
I don't know. There is one thing I do want to also quickly hit here, because I read over the weekend in terms of the Jets. Rich Cimini, who covers the Jets for ESPN, made mention that the Jets would are looking to have a running back by committee.
RBBC.
Now, the reason why I'm thinking this is what we're hearing or why Aaron Glenn would want that is because he just saw firsthand somebody who's very talented in Jahmyr Gibbs be able to be as successful as Jahmyr Gibbs is out of the backfield, catching it, running it, by also having somebody like David Montgomery share the running back room. He saw Sonic and Knuckles do their thing. And he would like, I imagine, some Knuckles for his Sonic. And that means, you know, less wear and tear on Breece Hall. And Breece Hall is, as you know, a second round draft choice. And so the Jets don't have a fifth year of contractual control on him. So there's going to be a moment where Breece Hall is, you know, Mr. All-Purpose, and, you know, he's going to be in a situation that James Cook might be in, right? Saying, I want my money, and I want it in the mid-teens per year, and the Jets might not be willing to do that. I don't know. But I heard that the Jets, if Ashton Jeanty's sitting there at seven, they'd take him, and they'd trade Breece Hall.
Trade
him, which is insane.
Wow. That would go against everything you just...
That is correct. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so they have that kid, the 20-year-old from Wisconsin, who's now going to be, I think, old enough to drink now in the state of New York. And maybe he could be the big... You know, Knuckles to Breece's Sonic.
Yeah, Braylon Allen.
Yeah, Braylon Allen.
Yeah, he was good.
I don't know. But the idea of, like, let's just scrap it is fixing something that ain't broke. And I get it that Breece Hall was banged up. I get it. You might think he's injury prone. You know, he blew out his knee and he came back. Come on now. You got some young Turks on this team. I think Aaron Glenn should just coach those guys up and figure it out. You got somebody as talented as Hall, and you got somebody as talented as Garrett Wilson, and you got somebody who you're hoping Justin Fields is just as talented as those kids. Wow, what are you doing? What are you doing? Like, I would rather them get Tyler Warren seventh overall. I would rather than go ahead and get another lineman, get the Membu kid, you know?
Well, that was the thing last year, too. You could have took Brock Bowers.
Well, they took the Penn State. It was Fashion Week last week. Yeah. And that's not a bad choice, okay? Clearly, Brock Bowers. Look, Brock Bowers would have had a great season, but the Jets still would have been in the top 10. Look at what happened to the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders had Bowers in their one pick ahead of the Jets. So what? Having Bowers there would have kept Rodgers on the team?
I don't know, maybe.
It makes no sense to me that you're going to start from scratch with a new running back. So you're going to have Braylon Allen and Ashton Jeanty and what? And trade away Breece Hall, who's... For what? What are you going to get? A third round pick for him?
No. Fifth, right, maybe.
I don't know. Like, well, that made no sense to me. It's just like, oh, I understand. Let's take some of the load off of Breece Hall. Get it? I understand it. That I understand. But wanting a running back by committee means you trade him? No. That doesn't mean that. I want Aaron Glenn to institute the toughness, the consistency, without the insane going for it on fourth down decisions as he just saw in Chicago. Like, let's bring that to the Jets. And let's coach up, by the way, Justin Fields, too. The number, I saw him, at a Knicks game throwing a football in a crowd, because that's what Russ did, I guess, and all that business. If Shedeur Sanders is sitting there seventh overall, I don't know if the Jets pass that one up either. I don't know. I mean, because if you're going to blow up any plan, I
mean, you're paying Fields $30 million guaranteed. It's a one-year deal.
It's and you got him for two. That one wouldn't surprise me. Now, that one would be a complete change of pace. That would be a surprise, like a night one shocker. And then suddenly Justin Fields doesn't have the opportunity we all think he has. That one, when I saw him throw that football out in Madison Square Garden, I'm like, I hope he doesn't turn into the next Kirk Cousins. For his sake, it would make sense to see, do you have somebody in Justin Fields? Let's go for it. You got his college teammate who you need to sign. You need to pay him. I don't want to hear it. That's a guy who wins, who's always won, and the Jets need to follow him and Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams and Quinnen's brother and build that line and get Breece Hall going and get some more tread off his tire if you want to do that and figure out how to keep him and sign him and go for it. Tyler Warren, bring him to New York. Put him in green. I want to hear that. Well, we went. Kyle Brady was a bust. No, Kyle Brady, just because he both went to Penn State. I don't want to hear it. Okay.
Kyle Brady was dope, though, man.
At Penn State?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. I hear you. Not Tyler Warren, dope. I mean, that's who you should bring to the Jets. Seventh overall. I've called my shot multiple times here.
You have.
I spoke. Oh, I think all I spoke about Sauce in existence.
You made Sauce happen.
You really did.
And that's and Aaron Glenn's first order of business is to make Sauce happen again. You know, Masa makes Sauce Miska make Sauce great again. Speaking of green, is it green in on Wall Street? Right now?
Negative.
Okay. Well, then let's take a break.
Maybe I overestimated Kyle Brady's stats back in 94. I guess my memory wasn't as clear. He only had 27 catches that year. So, yeah, Tyler Warren is definitely.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, make some phone calls, and give the flowers to UConn that it deserves. Again, men last 2 years, women this year. We're back with that. Andrew Bogus with an update. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. We know just how fast your life moves. You have bills to pay, mouths to feed, and not a lot of free time. That's why we created an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on. It can save you time and money with new lightning-fast direct deposit setup, and it offers checking accounts with ATM refunds and no service fees. Plus, whether you have credit or not, you can build your credit score with the new ability to report on-time bill payments. And with personalized financial insights on My Making Sense, the ability to view all your accounts in one place, custom notifications, and 24/7 fraud protection, you can get a full picture of your finances. So if you want an all-in-one banking experience that lets you keep on banking on, sign up today. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Hey, Rich Eisen here. I hear from a lot of business owners like you about the work it takes to pursue your passions. So I know how important it is to have the tools that can help keep you moving forward. And with access to world-class business and travel benefits, the American Express Business Platinum Card helps you take your business to the next level. It offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business. Plus, you'll have complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
We've never done this, Mike. Are you ready to do this? You told him about
it. Yes.
No, you told him about how you are the Bill Walsh of audio executives.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
can't screw these up, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
One at a time.
Yeah,
right?
Here we go. Yep. One at a time. Your favorite catchphrase from the original Predator. Go ahead. Here's one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
All right. That's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
This is a chopper!
Okay.
You can't hear them.
Yes. I'm just kidding.
You can't hear them.
So what I'm going to do, I'm doing this blindfolded. Did the Bill Walsh of sound engineers not have the volume up for the second?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. This is not bode well.
There's a method to his madness. Do you want to try one more time now?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, man.
Here
we go.
We can kill it.
Okay, if it bleeds,
we can kill it.
Okay, here's the next one.
Get to the chopper!
To the chopper. And here's the other one.
One ugly mother.
Okay, there's that one.
Okay.
Start bench cut.
All right, get to the chopper gets cut because it's only an incidental line, and the only reason we remember it is because he's Austrian. If any other actor on the history of the planet, and by the history of the planet, I mean the States.
Sure.
Because it's 1987, right? So the only country that exists is the United States of America?
Sure.
If anybody else said, get to the choppers, it wouldn't have been a line. It wouldn't have been a line. It's only because he's Austrian. Cut. It's superfluous.
Wow.
We're going to bench.
You're one ugly mf'er.
Because I have to be a comedian of integrity who works from the highest point of intelligence. We only like that because we were all 16 and he swore. So what you're going to do is you're going to start, if it bleeds, we can kill it. Because it's a succinct line, it furthers the plot, and it's done in a very naturalistic way.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Very well done.
All right.
There we go, guys.
For everybody else who comes in here on the Rich Eisen Show, we're going to show
them. Setting the bar here.
We're going to show them this start bench cut because you have raised the bar, Keegan.
Setting the bar right here.
We're going to edit out Del Tufo messing up the audio. We're going to edit that out.
Can you edit that out?
No, it's
too good.
Perfect.
Congrats to Keegan-Michael Key on throwing a perfect strike in the ceremonial first pitch in the Tigers' home opener.
Oh,
last week.
Nice.
Oh, yes. He did not show. He did not wind up on YouTube streams everywhere, which is, as you know, the nightmare scenario of throwing out a ceremonial first pitch.
I mean, we don't know because we've never actually got to do that. But
I'm just telling you.
You have.
Well, I mean, you've seen first pitches show up.
Yeah. It's your nightmare.
YouTube, you do not want that. That is exactly why people dirt their pitches.
And it's something you said once about it that I don't think a lot of people take into consideration. You're up higher.
You are.
Then you realize when you're on the mound.
Unless you do the weak ass thing, which is don't go on the mound. people don't go on the mound. They just.
Most of the time, people go on the mound. Though,
some people do it from the front of the mound.
They go in front.
Maybe they don't want to disrespect the dirt on the pitchers.
Yes. So.
They'll rake it again.
Say it again?
True.
Yeah, they'll rake it. It's fine.
Yeah, very good. Okay. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Congratulations to the UConn national champions. They are a sublime team that is led by a superstar player in Paige Beckers, who is just... one that we point our daughter to and say, hey, if you're ever in a situation like Paige where you're hurt or you're down, just keep at it because at some point it'll all come back to you. And it did on Sunday for her and the rest of her teammates for the UConn Huskies, dismantling South Carolina for a second time this year. They did it in the regular season. And I think I heard Gino Auriemma say in an interview that he was one of the few people boarding the plane that night, nervous or feeling disappointed because he knew he was going to have to play him again, and he didn't want that to be a way to take this team lightly. Because I guess, when you're a coach of note, winning one national championship after another, and you keep on doing it, you're looking for the rat poison wherever you can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Gino hadn't won, or UConn had not won in 9 years, which is a surprising aspect of this. Certainly when you see he's won 12 times.
Right. Oh, so every year then.
And that's how we start our tournament review presented by TurboTax right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is, again, UConn getting it done. and they took apart the UCLA Bruins, coached up by the National Coach of the Year, our guest in studio from a couple of weeks ago, and Corey Close, the first in-studio guest in the history of our Women's Sports Now show that we've launched on Roku portal. And Cheryl Miller will be on Wednesday to discuss what we just saw, which is...
Wait, Cheryl Miller in studio?
In studio.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have to stay for that.
Good. Good. She will be here to talk about it, which is, again, UConn dismantling UCLA and then taking apart South Carolina. And now Paige Beckers heads off to Dallas, correct? The Dallas Wings hold the first overall selection in the WNBA draft, which means enjoy her while you have her, Dallas, because if she's going to want the max and they're wondering about her her work ethic, she'll wind up on the LA Sparks in about 6 years.
Wow.
Is that wrong? Didn't mean to send shrapnel the way of
I mean, it's kind of
the Mavs for it. But no, you don't have to worry about her work ethic, though. That's for damn sure. And they just did it all. They played terrific defense, mm-hmm. full court, half court, making threes, sharing the basketball. Just a beautiful brand of basketball to win it all. And now you got to, you know, I mean, is this man on the screen? Does he get enough run? Does he get enough run?
Probably not, is crazy considering he's now 12-1 in championship games since 2000, by the way. He literally wins the title every other year. I don't think so. I think people, I don't know. Is it, it's because he's coaching the women that he doesn't get,
I guess.
Get put up there among the greatest head coaches in team sports?
I mean, Pat Summitt, may she rest in peace. She was discussed in the same breath as Bob Knight for a while, right?
Yeah.
And deservedly so. She was at that point. She was the GOAT. But Gino has, he's got to be on your Mount Rushmore, right, Chris? We talked about that issue this morning. He's got to be.
For basketball coaches, or are we just doing all sports?
Well, basketball, college basketball without question, right?
College basketball without question.
Okay, that goes without saying men's or women's. But then where you put him in the rest of the coaches, that, I guess that's up to you. But
hey, man, 12 rings is 12 rings.
12 rings is 12 rings,
no matter where,
man.
No matter where you get them, how you get them.
And we're talking.
It's amazing.
He gets the absolute best players.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm talking Paige Beckers. Sarah Strong had 24 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists. She led UConn in all three categories.
Also, you know, we got to give a shout out to AZ Fudd. You know,
she made threes.
She was the most outstanding player.
MOP, yeah. And Chris, much like Arch Manning, I'm not sure if AZ's going to get me a boat, but I invested in an AZ Fudd card before her freshman year at UConn. See, I kind of had the vision.
Smart.
So, yeah, between her and Arch, I'm expecting big things from these cards.
I mean, so he's. And Gino said there was a preseason scrimmage where they lost, and he said he didn't know if they were going to make the tournament.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
What he said.
Every time he got interviewed, you would have thought the sky was falling.
I mean, he didn't make the tournament. They were 37-3, and they blasted
everybody.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, would have loved to have seen UConn and USC with Juju Watkins before, you know? Maybe moving on and take so,
yeah.
You know, but you can't take anything away, man. That was our tournament review presented by TurboTax. It's officially tax season. Hand off your taxes to a TurboTax full service expert as soon as today. They do your taxes. You enjoy the tournament. Now, this is taxes. Dylan Gabriel of Oregon football, soon to come to the National Football League. Kyle McCord of Syracuse football by way of the Ohio State football. And then Mike Mayock in hour number 3. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'm back, people. And you should be as well, coming up. Still here on the
I'm looking at the list of women's champs. You know, you said they hadn't won since 2016.
Yes.
They made it back in 2022, lost to South Carolina. South Carolina had a little mini run going. They'd won 2 of the last 3, but, man, 13 national championship appearances. Their first came in 2000, 12-1 in those games.
Yeah, and you know, and one of the champions, Renee Montgomery, is one of the quartet.
That's right, their first game in 1995.
So she, I'm sure,
She has a lot to say about that.
Well, she did because they, you know, they had Coach Bluter, formerly of Iowa, now she's part of the punditry on episode 2 of Women's Sports Now, and asked who Cinderella was going to be. She said Oklahoma, and that was the next opponent for UConn. And I think Renee said something along the lines of everybody feels like they're Cinderella until they run it to UConn. And then she was proven correct, I would say.
Now a 4-title lead on Tennessee. Tennessee has 8. UConn has 12.
And then you have to look at the talent that has gone to Stores to play for this man. You're literally talking about some of the greatest women's basketball players of all time, from Rebecca Lobo down to Paige and, you know, Maya in between.
Well, I mean,
you
know, Sue Bird and Maya Moore Sue just Bird, got elected to the Hall of Fame.
Renee, right. You know,
Diana Taurasi.
Stewie. Breonna Stewart. I think she's Bill Russell. She has like 11, 12 rings.
Well, Stewie won the 4 in a row, right?
4 in a row, you know. Afisha Collier, you know, Kara Walters. There's so been so many.
Is the is the UConn women's alumni?
Do it. Say it.
Oh,
say it.
Are they better than at Duke or Kentucky?
Oh, I thought you were going with the UConn men.
Are they better than the UConn men?
That's look.
They have 12 titles.
They have 12 titles, bro.
Men have like 5.
Well, I'm just saying in terms of the alumni base.
Ray Allen,
Rip Hamilton.
No. I'm bypassing that. Okay. I'm putting the UConn women alumni up with Duke and Kentucky men.
I mean, you got to do it.
I mean, right? You know, we're going to post this on YouTube, and there's going to be pushback. Yeah. But don't be a jerk about it. Like, look at this realistically. Look at the women who've come through this program. I mean, and there's tonight. I'm not a UConn fan. Like, this is the first time that I've not been disgusted since they start winning. Like, I always like Tennessee. But these women are incredible.
By the way, tonight's men's national championship game, one of the gentleman calling it is a Duke Blue Devil from your illustrious list here of Grant Hill. The women's national championship game was called by Rebecca Lobo.
Right.
And who's one of the
UConn greats.
Yeah. She's like the one.
Well, she started it all.
Yeah. All right. Good chat, gents.
Every day when we're on the road, people around us endanger themselves and others by using their phones while driving. They think they're hiding it, but we've all seen them and know exactly who they are. For instance, there's the sneak-a-peeker who darts their eyes between the road and their texts. There's also the got-a-ticketer looking upset because they just got a ticket for using their phone while driving. And what about the fast-scroller who can't drive 5 minutes without updating their social feeds? Or the nightlighter who has that mysterious glow illuminating the inside of their car after dark? Do any of these sound familiar? If they remind you of yourself or someone you know, rethink your behavior before you find yourself becoming the fender benderer, the veering off the roader, or worst of all, the driver who killed someone. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.